Not surprisingly, the final and seventh book in the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, broke sales records on both sides of the Atlantic, reportedly selling 11 million copies in 24 hours. There's a whole generation who started reading the books when they were 9 or 10. They've grown up with Harry. Matt O'Coin is one of them. He wrote about what it's like to lead a parallel life with Harry Potter when in the Boston Globe. He's 17 now and read the first book, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, when he was 10 years old. Matt joins us from the studios of member station WBUR in Boston. Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you've got the final book, and we are not going to give away anything. I'm only halfway through it, so you're definitely not going to give away anything. But are you enjoying it so far?
You know, I just finished it today. Barely. I had to. And I loved it. I felt like I was 10 and picking it up for the first time again, honestly.
Oh, really? Well, I've been trying to avoid detailed news about it, but I definitely have been getting the impression that people are pretty happy with it. And as I said, I've read about half of it, and it's a good read.
It certainly is. And I think that's something that people my age, not necessarily my generation as a whole, but the late teenager set, had almost forgotten about it. My friends and I had hardly touched the books in years, I think. I wasn't really aware that a lot of my current friends had ever been Harry Potter fans, but when the time came to pick up this book, it was like re-immersing ourselves in this world.
Did it, when you were younger, was it something that brought you to reading, or were you already a reader when Harry Potter came out?
I was already a pretty avid reader, and I think I'd read books that were considered a little bit more difficult than Harry Potter, or certainly more respected, but that didn't make it any less magical. It still doesn't.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about this series is that we have followed Harry Potter from about the age of 10. Well, I think he was 10, right, at the beginning, and just as you were when you were starting to read it, mm-hmm. up to the age of 17. Did you feel as you were reading the series that in fact, the books did reflect some of what you were going through as you went through adolescence?
Certainly, but I think the differences between our own lives and the lives of the characters of Harry Potter, the differences are even more important than the similarities. It's an incredible sense of perspective. When you're suffering the way a middle school student does from insecurities and whatever problems seem daunting at the time, it's almost helpful to look at somebody who's suffering things on such an incredibly, unthinkably large scale.
Yeah. And in a very bizarre world, we might add.
Yes.
Have these books in any way shaped your values?
I wouldn't go so far as to say that. They certainly have not hurt them. I don't think somebody who did not already have a firm moral sense would be utterly changed by reading Harry Potter. But I think that they're very life-affirming in the truest sense of the word. They're inspiring in a really pure way. Rowling's not trying to moralize. She's never preachy, but you can figure a lot out by reading them if you go in with the right mindset.
Do you find that kids your age, 17-year-olds, are any of them like feeling a little too cool to admit that they really want to read this Harry Potter book? Did they abandon it a few years ago when they got into their teenage years? I mean, what is the take of most kids around your age, do you think?
I would count myself among those kids for a bit. I certainly haven't touched the series in a while, but, you know, as last week approached, everyone I knew was unabashedly getting really excited, and I went into Harvard Square to take part in the sort of festivities on Friday night, and I kept running into people who I never would have guessed would have been there. It was unbelievable. At one point, a friend of mine turned to me and said, "Stop, you realize this is all about a book, right?" And we looked, and there's tens of thousands of people. There's a rock concert going on, and I can't think of a movie opening that would ever have done that. And this is for a book.
Yeah, which is a good thing, an absolutely good thing, given all the other distractions people of your generation have, don't you think?
I don't know if it's inherently a good thing that it's a book, but a book of this value, certainly.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Matt.
Of course. Thank you.
Matt O'Coin is a senior at Medfield High in Massachusetts. His opinion piece, Growing Up with Harry, appeared in the Boston Globe, and he joins us today from the studios of member station WBUR in Boston. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.